Not yet. Not yet, Longstreet said cheerily. But he got back on his horse and began riding slowly forward into the trees. In the dark of the trees, he could smell splintered wood and see white, upturned faces like wide, white, dirty flowers. And he looked out to see a battery working steadily, firing into the woods. He heard the first moans, but saw no dead. Almost time now. At his elbow, Barksdale was saying something, pleading. The Mississippi boys were staring not at Barksdale, but at Longstreet. Longstreet looked down. Well, he said, I guess it's time. If you're ready, sir, why don't you go take that battery right there. He pointed. Barksdale screamed, waved his hat. The men rose. Barksdale formed them in line, the shells zipping the leaves above him. They stepped out of the woods, Barksdale in front, on foot, forbidden to ride, and Longstreet saw them go off across the field and saw the enemy fire open up, a whole fence suddenly puff into white smoke, and the bullets whirred by and clipped among the leaves and thunked the trees, and Longstreet rode out into the open and took off his hat. Barksdale was going straight for the guns, running, screaming far out in front, alone, as if in a race with all the world, hair streaming like a white torch. Longstreet rode behind him, his hat off, waving, screaming, Go! Go, you Mississippi! Go!